Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's not even think about that. But you're playing seven more football games. You're a football team that you thought you were close and you thought your roster was pretty good. So what do you want to see in these next seven games? I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. You mentioned Nick Chubb, and I've thought about the offense a lot. There are only two things I want to see on the offense, and this is no disrespect to anybody else. I know what the offensive line is. Okay, I know the guys that who are there up front when they're healthy are good, and I know they're veterans. So, you know, if I'm Andrew Berry and I'm thinking I'm going to be here next year and calling these shots, I know these guys are good. I know they're veterans. I know I need to replace some. I know I need to add to them. You know, if I could bring in young guys to develop, well, my guys maybe play another year. That's what I'm going to try and do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really need to see the offensive line. What I needed to see was DeJuan Jones, and he's not there anymore.
True.
So I don't think there's anything to see on the offensive line. I think you know what you got. I don't think you need to see anything at running back because they've chosen not to establish Pierre Strong or Deontay Foreman or even Jerome Ford. And now that Nick Chubb is back, you're going to give the ball to Nick and maybe see, you know, what he can do coming off his serious knee injury. I think they know what they need at running back, Andy. That's probably a young, dynamic running back who's not on this roster right now because they've chosen not to play the guys who are here. You know, you didn't commit to anybody. When Nick was out, you didn't commit to anybody. You didn't try to establish the running game with, like, hey, let's make this Deontay Foreman's backfield. Let's make it Jerome Ford. Let's see what Pierre Strong can do. You didn't do that. We know David Njoku's good. I think you know what you have at tight end. I have two things I want to see on offense and two things only.
Okay, what's that?
Again, it's Jameis, who I mentioned yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see, is this guy a possibility for next year, either as a starter or definitely as the backup? I think definitely as the backup, he might play his way out of that pay scale. And I want to see if he's a viable starter next year while I bring in a young guy and try to develop him as my future starter or think that Jameis is the guy long term. Okay, so I want to see Jameis. And then I want to see Cedric Tillman. And I want to see if Cedric can build on what he's done here over a real nice four-game stretch since Amari Cooper has been gone. Jerry Jeudy stepped up in the last game and looked like the guy, you know, if there's a guy to have. What I would love to have is what the Bengals have. I got Jamar Chase and I have T. Higgins. I got two big-time guys. I'd love to see if Tillman can become a big-time guy. And I think he might be able to. And I want to... That is what I need to see because Judy's here. You know, Jeudy signed a contract. They traded for him. He's going to be here, and he looks pretty solid. I'm assuming he's going to be here. I want to see if Tillman can build on this. So that's all I want to see on offense. Jameis, Tillman. Everything else I kind of have a pretty good feel for. John is in the great city of Akron. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm doing pretty good. Regarding this upcoming game, with as far as Nick Chubb goes, I figure if he can do 20, 25 carries and about 100-plus yards, touchdown or two, Browns have a really good chance of winning the game, and that'll show us a lot about Nick Chubb for next year. As far as getting rid of the coach, I have to go back to when Baker was a rookie, and they had Williams and Kitchens in there, and they went 5-3. Instead of bringing them back, they got rid of them, and then they've been screwing up left and right since then. To be honest, I didn't think they expected those guys to go 5-3 with them. And they blew it. They don't know a good thing when they have it, is what I'm saying. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening to you.
Okay. It was just so quiet. I don't think they know a good thing when they have it, and then when they do find something good, they don't know what to do with it, or they can't keep up by building on it. So right now, they're just going to have to stop the players from giving up in the middle of the game. Those two running touchdowns on Sunday, that was the defense giving up. That wasn't coaching, unless inspiring the players not to give up would be one of the fallacies. But you shouldn't have to do that.
All right, John, let me just ask you this. At the end of the season, you want to see who's still employed. You want to see Stefanski here. What about Barry?
No.
No on Barry. And then how about Paul DePodesta? We'll put him in the mix, too. No?
Well,
all right.
It depends on who they get to replace Barry and how they handle this offseason as far as the draft. They're going to have one or two, most likely. And if they pick well and can build on it, Stefanski does good when he has the players around him, just like any other coach.
Agree. I think the hard part about understanding if the draft is good or not is you got to wait it out for a year or two. You're not going to know. I mean, yeah, you might get an instant success guy, one maybe out of seven. I think, and we have more than seven. What do we have, 9 picks this year? Somewhere around that.
Rookies step in all the time and do it, Andy. Just not here very often. John's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good. How are you?
Good. Game day. It's game day, baby.
Feels weird. It's game day, yeah.
It's game day. That's right. And I got something to say about game day.
Great.
So I'm a Steelers fan, born and raised.
Let's do it. And from Stowe or born and raised in Pittsburgh?
Not in Pittsburgh. Family's from the Pittsburgh area. We moved here when I was young.
Like real young?
Yeah, like 2.
All right, I'll give you. You know what?
You're allowed.
Yeah, I'm okay with you, John.
You were raised by Steeler fans.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't know any better.
Yeah, that's fine. We're good with that.
I survived.
We respect that.
But, no, look, once or twice a year, and I don't think Tomlin's a bad coach, but once or twice a year, we just have a game where we just come in, we look completely flat, and we get out-coached, out-played, out-physical, whatever you want to call it. And this is going to be the game this year. I just know it. I just know it. Mike Tomlin is 0-7 in divisional Thursday night games.
That's a great stat I was not aware of.
Yeah.
John, this phone call has made you a friend of the show.
I'm writing that down.
You clearly, no matter how old you were when you moved here, you have become really just ingrained with Northeast Ohio. You get the feel. You understand it, that even though the team you root for is 8-2, you can find the negative input. That's awesome.
I understand pessimism, my friend. But, no, look, if you want to make some money tonight, take Steelers money line and over on Russell Wilson's interceptions. I'm serious.
All right, man. You're giving Nick Kostos a run for his money, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and he's coming up.
Yep. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. You can call anytime.
Thanks, guys.
All right. John, thank you very much.
Any self-deprecating Steeler fan is more than welcome to call.
That was really good.
You're part of the family now,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's in, isn't he?
He's like the cousin that comes to Thanksgiving. As long as he's not wearing his Steelers gear, you're okay.
Yeah,
you're
that's really kind of pretty true.
He's a Steelers fan. And you're like, oh, well, just
what do you
want to
see over these last 7 games on the defensive side of the ball? You want to see Martin Emerson kind of get it back together a little bit? That's one thing I think. And then there's this. I really want to see if somebody can become kind of impactful at the other defensive end spot across from Miles. You know, you traded.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And he traded Za'Darius Smith. I would think Obo Okoronkwo is going to continue to get more playing time. I like Obo. You like Obo. He's not the guy I'm talking about. I'm wondering what Isaiah McGuire has in him. Wondering what Sam Kamara might be able to do. And
is this enough to make you turn on? I mean, if you weren't...
Well, no, but we're...
None of this stuff makes me want to...
We're diehard Browns followers.
I know, but I just none of this is like...
You're going to watch because it's your team, dude.
On the game. I know, but...
It's your team. You're going to watch.
I can't lock into some of that stuff.
Or listen to it right here on the home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan.
Good point. I can't lock... And the other point, you know, we had a caller 2 callers ago that says, oh, trade Denzel Ward. Why would you trade someone that's good? Like, it's not easy to find a player that's good. You know, he's the only player in the NFL that's had a defensive breakup of a play, of a pass in every game. That was the stat from last week. And then he came up with a big one last week, too.
That's not as good as John's from Stowe's stat about Tomlin.
Oh, I like that stat.
But it's a good stat.
Way more.
Still a good stat.
Especially on a short week. Divisional game, Thursday night.
Isaiah McGuire was a fourth-round pick.
Would you rather bus over or fly over? I'm just curious if you're a
bus.
Really?
Yeah, you barely get up in the air and you got to come back down again.
I tell you.
The most difficult part of flying is takeff and landing. Why do I have to do each within a half an hour of each other?
But it's a charter flight. Yeah, here in like 10
get
minutes.
Get on a bus. Let's go.
What? But if it takes 2 hours, if you're a player and you can cut the travel time to like 15
minutes. Get the drive
minutes,
through Warren and Youngstown? Come on, man. That's the way to go.
I got
to
be honest. I'd be all about the charter flight if I were the Steelers today. I'd be like, boop, you're here.
Get on the bus, Gus.
But like when I was traveling with the Indians, like it was a 10-minute flight to Detroit, and it was awesome. You just like showed up, got on a plane, you're there.
Yeah, but you got to show up, and then you sit there for a half an hour.
No, you don't.
Then you fly
on a charter flight. No, you don't.
No flight is just
the longest part of it.
You still sit there because you had to show up early because they're not going to wait for Andy Baskin.
You know what? It was worth sitting there for 45 minutes knowing that you were going to get to Detroit in 10. And Pittsburgh's got to be like a 6-minute flight, 7-minute flight, right? It's before you're up, you're down.
Before you're up, you're down. Let me write that down.
That's a good Baskinism. Wisdom. That is
before
wisdom.
Before you're up, you're down.
You should take that with you for the rest of your
life. Nice job, Ricky Bobby.
You got it.
Nick Costos is our Odyssey Sports betting insider. He's coming up next. What does he think about tonight's game? Oh, I can't wait to find out on Baskin and Phelps.